Did you hear that a 56-year-old man was mugged for his toilet rolls in Haringey, North London last week? Evidently, the man was exiting his local Sabres shop when an unknown assailant ran up behind him and snatched one of the two packs of toilet paper that he was carrying. Now, as the robber only took one pack, I'm tending to have more sympathy with him. Perhaps he was a contemporary Robin Hood type redistributing toilet rolls. It's a fascinating topic, isn't it? Why are some people hoarding at this time? I'm sure there will be PhD theses written on it in time to come. Food, we might understand, but toilet roll? I read a very funny article last week that seeks an understanding in Freudian analysis of infantile oral and anal obsession. But anyway, let's move on. What is clear is that this hoarding in this time of corona is a symptom of insecurity and fear and hence selfishness. How much all, and I include myself, all of us, how much we all need to hear the words of acclamation from the 1 John passage centered around love. God is love. You are so loved. Therefore, you can be free to love others. We know and rely on the love God has for us. How we all need to follow Jesus into this holy week as we see him taking on the power of sin, death, and the devil and overcoming it all by sacrificial love. How we all need to be subsumed by the love of God. Let your God love you. As in all times of suffering, people may ask, where is God in this time of corona? The answer, as ever, is he's never absent. He manifests himself where there is love. St. John in this passage proclaims, no one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. God is seen in our love for one another. And we surely know as Christians that our life's journey is to know this love of God, to love others, and to live now for the kingdom of God, a kingdom of love that is here already and will be fulfilled. It is not surprising that John, who writes this 1 John letter and 2 John, 3 John in our Bibles, is such an apostle of love. He is the apostle, it is believed to be, one of the 12 who followed Jesus. And he also believed to have written John's Gospel and the book of Revelation. He is thought to have lived to a great age, mainly in Ephesus, caring for, looking after Mary, the mother of Jesus, fulfilling, you remember, Jesus' request from the cross that Mary and John become family, looking after one another. So John knew about love. He was clearly overwhelmed by the love he experienced in Christ, in Jesus. And it's understood that Jesus had a special love for John. You can see that in the post-resurrection accounts, for example. Maybe because John's own disposition was one of love. And John would have walked with Jesus through the events of Holy Week. He was there. From the acclamation of Palm Sunday through the celebration of the Last Supper to the cross, John saw love personified. He would have witnessed Jesus weeping, sweating tears of blood in Gethsemane, being betrayed by Judas, abandoned by all his friends, including John himself. John would have known of Peter's denial of Jesus, the indifference, intimidation of the high priests and Pilate. He would have seen and been amongst the crass, self-righteous superficiality of the crowds, the mockery and cruelty of the soldiers. And John was there as Jesus died, tortured to death. John would have seen that Jesus met all of this with love, even speaking words of comfort from the cross, including, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And John would have been dimly aware that some yet greater agony was occurring for Jesus as he took on the weight of the sin of the world, separated from his Father. Such love, and John would have known that indeed love wins. Again, no shortcut to joy and resurrection. The pain of Holy Week, Good Friday, the awful nothingness of Easter Saturday, all has to be borne. Easter day comes. Jesus is risen. Love wins. So it is no wonder that John, with his own disposition and knowing and seeing Jesus, writes so beautifully in celebration of God's love. He is able to make this most profound, radical of statements: God is love. Muslims and people of other faiths proclaim that God is great, and of course he is. He is Lord. But the great revelation in Jesus Christ is that God is humble. God serves. God is love. So God's presence may in dark times be disguised, but he is never absent. God's love is working his purpose out and cannot be denied. As Rob Bell says in his book, Love Wins, the God that Jesus teaches us about doesn't give up until everything that is lost is found. This God simply doesn't give up ever. And we see God at work then, in all of the goodness in this time of corona, in the selfless dedication of nurses, doctors, care workers, and other key workers, all has a source, the God of love. And every mean-spirited act has its root in failing to truly know the love of God. As John says in verse 8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So how you and I, all who are fearful, insecure, and selfish, need then to be subsumed by this love, the love of God. The love of God all around us, seen in all peoples of any race, creed, or non-belief, where there is love, there is God. But of course, there is a yet greater special privilege and calling for us as Christians to enter ever deeper into the love of God. But like the Apostle John, we surely have a yet greater appreciation of how much God loves us. Yes, we see the God of love in those acts of kindness around us, but we know far deeper more like John. For as John says in the passage, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. He loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. We have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. In such belief, in such faith, in the God of love in Christ, we are, however imperfectly, to aim to be individually and together to grow in this love, to be a community of love, knowing that love actually is all that matters. As the Bible commentator David Jackman says, if we've appreciated something of the infinite price paid for our redemption, then we shall see at once how the Christian church should be a community of love, unlike any other society. And of course, you remember, Jesus gave the new commandment, didn't he? As I've loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. And those words were only again recorded by the Apostle John in John's Gospel, chapter 13. So, God's love all around us, still at work, wherever there's acts of kindness, but the calling to us to grow deeper into that love. And what does that mean then? What will it mean for us to individually and grow together as a community of love? To do at least three things: to set aside our own fears and insecurities, to bring them to the God of love and be met with his love. And for this, secondly, we have to go deeper into the love of God. We cannot rest, we cannot be satisfied with our relationship here and now. We have to go deeper into the love of God. And then thirdly, to live out this love of in the love of God, individually and together, we have to live for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of love that has come and will be fulfilled. What does all this look like? What will it look like if we truly enter into the God of love in relationship with him? Well, we will truly want to work on who we are. We will truly want to be liberated in the love of God. We will truly want to be freed in that love he has for us, to let go of those fears and insecurities. We want to know that we have the God of love there for us, who longs to subsume us with his love. God wants to love us to fulfillment. For this to happen, in the words of the nun Ruth Burroughs, who writes beautifully about the love of God, she says, we must surrender to him every single key of the kingdom of the self. We must surrender to him every single key of the kingdom of the self. To let go of ourselves and hand over to the love, the God who loves us through and through. And how to do this? Well, there's no excuse at the moment apart from those who are overworked in caring on the front line. But for the rest, there's no excuse not to give that time that is needed to give over to the God of love. And I hope you're all avidly following the emails I'm sending out about relationship with God and building your life and relationship with him. It is the only way. You start with 10 minutes, half an hour a day, being with God and letting his love come into your life that you may be freed in love with God. So there we are. There is the difference that will be made as we enter into the love of God, letting go of ourselves, growing in his love, growing in relationship with him. And then this third point, that there will be clearly seen in our actions of who we are. The focus of our lives will not be private consumption and pleasure as it is for the world. We will invest in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of love. Yes, we will have a proper respect for ourselves. God's love will free us to truly love ourselves. But our greater concerns will be beyond ourselves to bring God's kingdom of love. And as we've been saying in these last weeks since the crisis hit, we cannot go back to where we were. We surely have to move away from our society's individualism and prioritisation of consumption that has brought us to crisis and will bring yet greater crises if we do not change. As Christians, freed in God's love, we can surely lead in how to live more simply and sustainably. So what are we saying on this Palm Sunday? I wonder how many times I've mentioned love over the last 10 minutes or so. It is about love. We know and rely on the love God has for us. And to truly know that his love, whatever is going on, whatever our circumstances, his love is enough. We are to walk with John and the other disciples with Jesus into this holy week, be moved again to see how much God loves us, loves you. Know that God loves us. Wins and be freed then from your insecurities and fears that lead to mean-spiritedness and selfishness. Go ever deeper into the love of God to truly live for his kingdom of love. Amen.